With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Some heavy financial turbulence in the aerospace industry. Boeing, which is getting a new CEO next week, lost more than $1.4 billion in the second quarter. And Delta Airlines reports this month's global tech breakdown will cost it $500 million. Hamas and Iran blame Israel for the assassination of a high-ranking terrorist leader and vow to avenge his death. Ismail Haniyeh died in an airstrike on a house in Tehran. In Jerusalem, the BBC's Yolande Nell says Israel is not commenting.
It's unclear as yet what effect this will have on the course of the war in Gaza. But Ismail Haniyeh had been overseeing talks on a new ceasefire and hostage release deal.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Biden administration is buying high.
The move to purchase more than 4.6 million barrels of crude by the Department of Energy is an attempt to refill the emergency stockpile that was drained by the Biden administration. Prior to the midterm elections in 2022, the Biden administration released more than 180 million barrels of oil in an effort to lower high prices after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. As of July 19th, the South Louisiana Reserve had about 374 million barrels of oil. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has a floating barrier in the Rio Grande meant to discourage people from trying to cross from Mexico into Texas can stay in place for now. Installed by Texas, it's being challenged by the Biden administration. Carrie Lake has won the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate in Arizona. Lake and Democrat Congressman Ruben Gallego are vying for a seat that could prove crucial to deciding control of the U.S. Senate. Stocks are sharply higher this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is up 161 points. The Nasdaq, 416 points higher, a gain of more than 2%. This is SRN News. An upcoming trial challenging North Dakota's abortion ban has been canceled.
The judge in the case canceled the trial, which was scheduled for late August. It wasn't immediately clear why. But Judge Bruce Romanek is expected to rule soon on the future of the case. North Dakota outlaws abortion as a felony crime with some exceptions. Plaintiffs sued the state, arguing the ban is unconstitutionally vague about its exceptions for doctors and that its health exception is too narrow. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The Salvation Army is providing emergency disaster relief in Alberta, Canada, where a massive wildfire decimated the town of Jasper. Some 25,000 people were forced to flee their homes, and about one-third of the town's structures have been destroyed. Salvation Army teams are providing meals to law enforcement personnel, as well as several hundred wildfire evacuees. This is SRN News. The bank account of Facebook's parent company has taken a hit again.
Texas Attorney General says Meta's $1.4 billion settlement with the state over claims that the tech giant used biometric data of users without their permission is the largest secured by a single state. In 2021, a judge approved a $650 million settlement with the company formerly known as Facebook over similar claims. Meta says in a statement the company is pleased to resolve the matter. In 2019, Facebook stopped automatically recognizing people in photos and suggesting people tag them, and instead of making that the default, asked users to choose if they wanted to use its facial recognition feature. I'm Julie Walker.
Following a two-day meeting later today, the Federal Reserve will announce its latest decision on interest rates. Most economists expect the Fed to leave rates where they are. More details at SRNnews.com.